This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A farm worker charged with killing seven people at Two Half Moon Bay Mushroom Farms reportedly told investigators he was spurred to carry out the shootings after a supervisor demanded he pay $100 to repair a forklift damage at work. San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff confirmed to the Bay Area News Group Friday that Chun-Li Zhao was enraged by the equipment bill, saying that a co-worker was to blame for the collision between his forklift and the co-worker's bulldozer. Authorities say Zhao, 66, shot and killed four workers and wounded a fifth employee Monday at the California Terra Garden. He then went to nearby Concord Farms, where he had worked previously, and fatally shot three more former co-workers. Zhao told KNTV-TV in the courthouse interview Thursday that he committed the shootings. He said he was bullied and worked long hours on the farms, and his complaints were ignored. Dozens of people were injured in a massive traffic pileup amid snowy conditions in southern Wisconsin on Friday, which blocked Interstate 3990 for hours. Ballot Memorial Hospital said at least 27 people were treated for injuries sustained in the crash. The extent of their injuries were not immediately clear. A man accused of torturing a woman he held captive in Oregon and who was convicted in Nevada of keeping another woman in captivity is using dating apps to find people who can help him avoid the police or to find new victims. Benjamin Obadiah Foster, 36, is the subject of an intensive round-the-clock search by police after a woman was found unconscious, bound, and near death in Grants Pass, Oregon on Tuesday. She was hospitalized in critical condition. On Thursday night, Grants Pass police, sheriff's deputies, and Oregon State Police SWAT team and federal agents raided a property in the unincorporated community of Wolf Creek, some 20 miles north of Grants Pass, where they seized Foster's car and arrested a 68-year-old woman for hindering prosecution. Foster managed to escape. Authorities provided no other details, but the area right off Interstate 5 is thickly forested and mountainous. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
An asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whip past Earth on Thursday night, one of the closest such encounters ever recorded. NASA insists it will be a near miss with no chance of the asteroid hitting Earth. NASA said Wednesday that this newly discovered asteroid will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America. That's 10 times closer than the bevy of communication satellites circling overhead. The closest approach will occur at 7:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scientists are saying even if the space rock came a lot closer, scientists said most of it would burn up in the atmosphere, with some of the bigger pieces possibly falling as meteorites. Is artificial intelligence taking over the classroom, giving students an unfair advantage?
A University of Pennsylvania professor wants to overhaul curriculum because an artificial intelligence bot passed the MBA exam. In a white paper published by the Wharton School of Business, the professor says ChatGPT-3 scored a B on the exam. Says he's concerned students could use AIs to pass classes and exams to get their MBAs without actually knowing the subject matter. ChatGPT has also been given and passed a bar exam and has written business papers and scripts for television. I'm John Schaefer.
At least two major automotive insurers are refusing to protect certain Kia and Hyundai models because they lack anti-theft common in today's cars. Both State Farm and Progressive confirmed with CNN that they no longer write policies for some Kia and Hyundai models manufactured between 2015 and 2019. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.